Good morning. Hello.
Roland Martin.
Hey, Roland. It's Russ Parr. How you doing?
What's up, sir?
All right. We just got off the line with Reverend Al Sharpton, and of course, obviously, you know, this verdict's got everybody up in arms. What are you taking away from all of this?
Well, what first jumps out is that I don't mind the fire, the fury, the rage, the anger, the bitterness, and all of that, because people need to be able to express that as opposed to hold it in. What I also, I'll give you an example. Saturday night, I was at the Delta Gala for the Centennial, and really, you know, when the verdict came down, you know, Angie Stone told the crowd about the decision, and she paid tribute, so did India Ari, so did Patti LaBelle. But I really couldn't even enjoy the concert. And, man, by the time I got home, you know, I was on a conference call up to 5:30 in the morning with young folks all across the world who just wanted to express their feelings. Last night, we had another conference call, some 2,000 people were on this conference call talking about what's next and solutions. And really, I think Trayvon Martin should serve as the Emmett Till for this generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a question of saying, well, Trayvon was the same as Emmett Till.
Right.
The circumstances were the same. But Emmett Till supposedly whistled at a white woman in a store, got lynched. Trayvon Martin leaves the store with iced tea and Skittles. He ends up dead. This should be the issue that forces this generation to turn this moment into a true social justice movement.
I got a tweet from someone that said that the media, and of course you're part of the media, keeps stirring this racial pot. How do you respond to that?
Okay, first of all, anytime somebody says, okay, so let's say Robert Zimmerman, who was George Zimmerman's brother, he sits here, sends out racist tweets, then he goes on the air after the verdict and calls Trayvon Martin everything but a child of God. And then people say, well, no, but he's Hispanic, so that really doesn't apply. Well, don't act like Hispanics can't be racist as well. Mm-hmm. The reality is people have racial issues.
Yes.
And so, see, I love this whole deal with it's the media's fault. No. If George Zimmerman does not label a black kid a suspect, we ain't having this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If he does not make that determination, we ain't having this conversation. If so many other cases, so if you don't want people to talk about race, then people are going to have to lose their racial animosity. You lose their stereotypes. And so I don't buy that nonsense. We highlight, we shine a light on injustice in our society, as opposed to just trying to say, well, it's the media's fault. It's the media's fault. No. It's the bigotry. It is the stereotypes. It is all of those things that are residing in people that actually is the problem.
Now, you're saying that this is this generation's Emmett Till. What
yeah.
are you suggesting that this generation do?
Well, I think what it is if there's any kind of model, I think back to the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, which was a group of young people who really drove freedom riders, who really drove those issues, who really went into the bowels of southern towns to help register folks to vote. This generation, young folks who are angry, who are upset, who organize candlelight vigils and hoodie-up rallies and things along those lines, now it's time to take it to the next level. Now it's time for them to mobilize themselves to become a powerful voting force. But beyond voting, also when it comes to peer counseling, when it comes to how do we transform communities. See, what has happened since, I say, 68, I was born November 14, 1968. So I'm a post-civil rights movement baby. Our parents have said, I'm going to shield you from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to experience all of that. But the problem is you need to experience some pain in order to understand what you got to do to change the condition of this world.
Wow. Roland, that's deep, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking the time and talking with us this morning. I mean, we can go over the parameters of the case. It's been gone over. Everybody feels that justice was not done. You know, I know Friedrich, you've been taking a lot of Twitter hits, people calling you racist for your point of view.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, we can say what we want, but Trayvon was racially profiled.
Period.
You know, and that is a fact.
Russ, Friedrich, here's the deal. Haters are going to hate, but do understand They trashed our ancestors. They called them communists. They called them agitators, but they did not stop fighting. So my deal to all the haters, you can tweet me all you want to, but we are going to turn this moment into a movement. It is going to happen. We are not going to allow it to simply just fade away. The next trial in Florida is Jordan Davis, the young man who was gunned down, sitting in an SUV. Guy claims stand mm-hmm. your ground. Mm-hmm. The reality is here. Young folks, black folks, and other folks of conscience, this is your time to stand your ground against injustice, against bigotry, against the kind of nonsense that resulted in the murder of Trayvon Martin.
Roland, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate you taking the time this morning, man. It's always great. That's you're always enlightening when we talk.
Appreciate it, bro. Thanks a lot.
Take care. What are your phone calls coming up? 101.1 The Wiz.